Sybil.
Happy hump day to you and yours, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Whoa, whoa. Albany this weekend with Eric Bennett.
Albany.
You have people in Albany, Georgia, all upset and
Jay's
excited
coming to town.
And
Jay's coming to town.
Jay and Eric Bennett are coming in. No, Albany, New York.
Albany, New York.
Albany, Georgia. It's Albany, New York.
And Eric Bennett.
Thank you.
Not Eric Bennett.
Now I'm with you with Eric
Stop
Bennett.
Stop it. That,
you're not altogether wrong about that.
Yes, you are.
It's like Eric Leroy Bennett. And Leroy. Come on.
Let
Deborah and Deborah. Yeah. You know, it's the Eric Bennett. Come on.
Eric Bennett.
Tamara and Tamara.
Yeah, Tamara and Tamara. Same thing. He's not fooling me, but it's okay. It's okay.
And he's a nice guy. So we let him go with it.
Let him go with the Eric Bennett, okay? Okay.
The hate.
Yes. Yes. Eric Benet wears tight suits.
Well, the money can fit in a small jacket. Why wouldn't we hate him? Are you serious?
Really?
Is that right?
And button it up. I mean, come on.
Okay. Lion Brian Williams got suspended without pay.
6 months.
For 6 months. And hoping that in six months people will forget about the story that he made up.
And he is hoping that he'll have a job to come back to, because more and more people are saying if they bring him back after 6 months, and if it's just for six months. Because as the week has gone on, as you've seen, more and more people are casting doubt on some other stories that he's done.
Yeah, there's probably some other stories, and that's going to come out too. So so Brian Williams, he's done, huh, Sib? It looks like it.
You just don't think of that you know, for that level of success in journalism. But
for years, he was number one, far and away,
job.
Yeah. Well, he's under a lot of pressure, though. Every night he got to come up with a story.
He got to come up with a new lie, man.
So he's over there in Iraq. He's supposed to be where the fight is. He gets there late. And then he just makes this story up.
Did I ever tell you the time?
I know it's a lot of pressure.
We are surprised about a lying white man. I don't get it. Yeah, he lied. A lot of them do.
Yeah, but in that position of authority, and especially, you know, you're supposed to be able to trust your journalists and your evening news, the Walter Cronkites of the world, if you will. And, you know, you're supposed to be able to trust him to tell you when he tells you a story. It's not what we used to say. That's a story. No, it's the truth.
Man, he lied.
So I wonder if it comes out if more journalists are caught lying now that Ryan Williams.
Well, you know, others have, you know, lost jobs and awards and every other thing because.
Remember Dan Rather?
Yeah.
Dan Rather.
When he was reporting on George Bush and then the stories that he told about, you know, the wild taxi trip through Chicago and things started to add up with Dan Rather, and he lost his job, which was the lead anchor on the CBS Evening News.
So what do you think Brian Williams' future is? Where can he go? TMZ?
Fox?
I don't know. And that's the other side of the story. You know, where do you go? Dan Rather kind of went away, but still doing broadcast work. And, well, he's, you know, doing it for other organizations, but, you know, certainly not for a major network. And so we'll see. In the meantime, you know, the good news is that, you know, he's being replaced by a very credible journalist, and that's Lester Holt. And it's good to see
him. My man, Lester Holt.
Big head Lester Holt.
Well, I'd like for us not to call him that.
Too late.
but
we love Lester.
I know, and let's show him some respect by not referring to him as, you know, big
the
head.
The great big head, Lester Holt. How about that?
He is a man who, you know, deserves his shot at this.
Yeah.
And
I
we'll see if they let him keep the job.
Should have gave it to Roland. That's what they should have gave it. Roland was sitting right there. Man. Yeah. Roland Martin, my man. He's giving you the news before the news comes on. Roland Martin, up next.
South Carolina State player.
Oh, man.
South Carolina State.
Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of unhappy people, and rightly so.
Because they want to close.
Well.
They're going to close South Carolina State down.
They are going to close the school.
For a year. And the state is telling South Carolina State, get your business in order.
What is it, money?
Well, South Carolina House Subcommittee voted yesterday in favor of a plan to close the school.
Starting
in July of this year. So that would be for a full year and to correct the school's lingering financial problems. Mm. Now, the president and the board of trustees would be fired, faculty and staff would be dismissed, and the state would assume the debt the school now has, and students would be allowed to transfer to another state public school or HBCU, and this would begin this summer. Classes likely will not resume until 2017.
Have they lost their accreditation?
Well, that I don't see, Tom, and we're going to talk to the president of South Carolina State, President Elzey, in the next hour, and we'll get some more information. This is
very sad, especially the University of South Carolina. Nowhere near doing as bad as South Carolina State. I mean, it is like another country down there. The stuff they
got. That's usually the way
that's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
They've got 80,000 stadiums. Man, but
to close the school.
The school owes $17.5 million. And that includes previous state loan the school has yet to repay. And in December, the Financial Oversight Board agreed to give the school $12 million over 3 years. And their answer, according to the House committee, is to close it and to get things back in order, fire everybody and get things back in order. But what does that mean for the school, the students, the city of Orangeburg, and all the people that make their living via South Carolina State?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if the University of South Carolina bought it.
It's the only public, historically black college in the state. And this is just a very sad day. When you think about the future of our historically black colleges, and if South Carolina does this, what does this mean for other schools in other states?
Sybil, it's going to be a domino effect.
Yeah.
Because other schools in other states have the same problem.
If not worse, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. If not worse. And the state of South Carolina just said, okay, we're going to close y'all down.
And close you down and say, okay, you're going to come back, but come 2017, there's no guarantee of that.
That's right.
Man. Your Monk Tech is right up the street. You know, open for business. Says the man of Denmark Tech. No problem. All you got to do is ride 18 miles.
And come out of there fixing air conditioners, right?
Fixing air conditioners. We tried to tell you.
He may have something again, Sybil. He may just have something again.
That's scary.
It is scary.